Dave's dream for this book really was to give the feel of what it was like to be one of this bunch of young, unknown musicians living in $30 apartments on McDougal Street and scuffling to make enough with their music to get drunk and stoned and have enough to eat if they had some money left over. And this is really a book about that. And, you know, it's a world that in a way disappeared when the folk scare, as Utah Phillips called it, hit. And, you know, for most people, the folk revival begins with Bob Dylan. But this is really the book about the world into which Dylan came, and a world that really disappeared shortly after Dylan became a superstar, because, as Dave put it, you know, the big money came in, and suddenly everybody moved out to Woodstock, and this little world disappeared, and he loved that world. And he remained in his tiny apartment on Sheridan Square and greeted another two generations of young musicians. Or because, as Dave put it, you know, the big money came in and suddenly everybody moved out to Woodstock, and this little world of friends starving together in garrets in the village disappeared. And he loved that world. And he remained in his tiny apartment on Sheridan Square and greeted another two generations of young musicians as they arrived in the village and scuffled and hustled and washed dishes and tried to make it as musicians. Not necessarily make it financially, you know, make enough to live on if they were lucky, but to be able to be musicians.